Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, there's trouble in Hayes in Eagleville here. And I'm being serious. They might want to up and move. This is two times in a week. So just last night, in this story on KDKA's website, one of the bald eagles in Pittsburgh's Hayes neighborhood found himself in a tricky situation late last evening. About 9:30. That's late for us. Another bird almost knocked him from his roost. So at about 9:30 Monday night last night, a great horned owl knocked the male bald eagle from his roost and to the ground below. I guess the bald eagle was sleeping, minding his business, sitting there like, oh, I'm a bald eagle. I live in Hayes. I'm just here. I'm just, you know, Western Pennsylvania bald eagle doing what I do, waiting for the Pirate season to start, waiting for the Penguin game tomorrow night, and sitting there. And then this owl comes hoot and knocks him off. And they have video of this. The bald eagle seemed to be fine, although I don't know how they could ascertain that through the video. It's not dead, so it's fine, I guess. No vet checked on it. This is the first time anything like this has happened. Okay, now we know that three eggs have been laid recently in this big nest. This is on the heels of last week that there was an intruding raccoon that tried to get in the nest, presumably to either eat the eggs or eat the bald eagle. And the bald eagles, there was more than one at that point in the nest, had to fight off the raccoon. I think this is, at this point, guys, all the other animals are coming together here. They're coming together, and this is a formulated attack on the eagles. They're either bad neighbors, they don't want them there, they have something everybody else wants, or they're just tired of all the fame that the Hayes Eagles are getting. They're tired of it, and they're tired of the shine and the camera and everything else, and they want to kind of get theirs. They want to get
jealousy,
theirs.
It's jealousy, Colin.
Yes.
These are bald eagles. These are a symbol of our great nation, right?
Uh-huh.
And these other animals, they're just jealous. They're jealous that the eagles are so loved and adored. And they're going to take their run at them, and they're going to try and build a coalition of other animals that feel slighted, and they're going to come after the bald eagles of Hayes. It's disgusting. It's despicable, Jim.
It's headed, though, Jim. In all seriousness, it's not headed in the right direction for the bald eagles. What's the tact here? Did they go and they take the offensive? Did they move? Did they stand their ground and hope it subsides? If you're the bald eagles, you've now had two situations in the past 5 days where you're like, normally people leave us alone. We're the bald eagles. Wait, come on. We're like Chris pointed out, we are the symbol of this great nation. Now people are screwing with us.
Yeah, I don't know what the owl's end game is here, because you got Daddy Owl is over on the branch, and then the owl just comes swooping in from underneath, a sneak attack.
It was a kill shot attempted. I mean, it was...
I know, but then, okay, so he knocks the eagle off his perch.
Correct.
And then just flies away. And so I don't know if, like, wouldn't he
I
try to get to
the eggs? I think it was a distraction technique, and his buddy wasn't quick enough. It was distracting the eagle, and the other eagle was supposed to come in and eat the
eggs. They were just sending a message. Sending a message. That's all it was. Hey. We know how to get to you.
Right. You're paper champions. We're tired of you. Right.
I also like Mama Eagle's reaction because, like, Daddy Eagle gets knocked off his perch, and the mother's sitting on the eggs, and she just kind of like looks over her shoulder, like, where'd he go?
Like, you're on
and
your
then
own.
The owl just left.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would assume he'd come back. But
he did.
Apparently,
the father eagle came back eventually.
Oh yeah. After 20 seconds, he made a quick recovery.
Yeah, well, he got knocked out. He hit the ground. He has wings. You would think that he would kick in where he'd fly a little bit, but he fell all the way down to the ground. This is a really again, we've seen nothing like this. And the Hayes Eagles cam is very popular. Very popular. It has bit into so much time that people have supposed to have been working in the past couple years here. People pay so much attention to this, and it's made office productivity just drop in Western Pennsylvania. And we've paid attention to this, and there's been no incidents like this, and nothing akin to this. And then all of a sudden, in 5 days' time, there's two incidents. That, to me, there's a red flag here.
Well, the raccoons, if they had made an attempt to climb up the tree the same time as the owl, you know what I mean? There's got to be like a coordinated attack here.
That is my point.
More coordination, yeah.
That is my point. There's turf wars that are happening. And maybe the owls are upset with the Eagles' trophy arrogance.
You think the raccoons and the owls are communicating?
I believe I am being serious about this. I think they are, and they just got their timing a little bit off. If they can get their timing together, it's lights out for the Eagles. Now, a question. The Eagles are on the endangered species list. If the owl or the raccoon are responsible for getting at the Eagles, do they get charged by, like, the game commission? Are they allowed? Is the laws of the wild apply? Like, do the laws of the land apply to the wild? If you could get
don't think they apply to raccoons.
Okay.
I think you can do whatever you want to a raccoon.
No.
I think that they're...
Well, yeah, I mean,
look at them. They're like robbers. They've got those things over there.
If the raccoon eats the eagle, is that okay?
No.
All right.
Well, what about the Audubon Society? Did they throw in the white towel and get him out of there?
Is
that their responsibility?
What happens today, Jim? Does the Audubon Society swoop in, so to speak, and get these eagles out of there?
No, because... No, this is like Vontaze Burfict creating mayhem on other NFL players, where the Players Association has to also represent, you know, so the Audubon Society also has to represent the owl and also the eagle, right? It's like the same thing.
Mama Eagle's not happy. She's not happy with Father Eagle, who's sleeping on the job. Maybe he was out. Maybe he was at the White Eagle all night and then ends up back in the nest and he's half hammered. But how do you, if you're an owl, there's a big, big, you know, you get lifted on everybody's shoulder for kicking the eagle's ass. If you're the eagle and you got knocked off your perch by the owl, you can't tell anyone. You cannot tell anyone. It's like, the Oklahoma football player.
Getting
beat by the little guy who happened to be an MMA fighter.
The cameras catch everything, though.
They do. They do. Yep. Like, if you're the eagle, you have to be embarrassed that the owl whooped you.
Oh, for sure.
The pecking order, like, you're way higher than the owl. The owl's just supposed
owls,
to...
Man.
Jim,
owls
the owl...
are big.
They're big, but they're just supposed to sit and go, woo, woo, woo.
With the eyes that lit up.
Yes.
Those big eyes.
The big wide. They're smart. They're not supposed to be strong.
The wise old owl sat in the oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke.
Yes.
The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't you be like that wise old bird?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.